Tarnished. Tarnished, are you awake? Please. Please. Can you hear me? Good. Good, good, good. My apologies for all this, for dragging you here. And the potion, I had no choice. You must have seen me before, but we never really spoke. I work under Sir Gideon Ofnir. Or was working under Sir Gideon Ofnir. Unfortunately, things have changed since Nefeli left. And, well, now that there's no reason for Sir Gideon to make pretenses, things are about to get worse. Nefeli Lu, she's been missing for quite some time. And I've been trying to get contact with her, but to no avail. I followed her steps from the village of Albinorix to the Round Table Hold, to Stormvale, and I couldn't find her. I'm worried. I'm worried that Sir Gideon must have done something to her. But without proof, I cannot do anything. And what am I really but just a pathetic little traveling merchant? Or at least I was a traveling merchant. There's much that you don't know about Sir Gideon Ofnir, but I think you, being the powerful tarnished that you are, you see through his deception, don't you? That his intentions are not pure, that his quest to know everything is for reasons that are just not aligned with our morals, if we still have any at this point. He promised Nefeli that no harm would come onto those who are discarded, hurt, disadvantaged. That's why she followed him. But now that she is gone, there is no need for him to pretend anymore. And I just fear. I fear for the worse. You've seen the village of Albinorix. You've heard about Latena, and how Sir Gideon and his employees, well, they discussed her for good reason. For truly good reasons. There's something you must know. Sir Gideon and this broken Round Table, they're not looking for demigods in order to consume power to become the Elden Lord, no. There is a real reason, a more nefarious one. I cannot ascertain yet what Gideon wants from these demigods. But I know it is not to become the Elden Lord. I know it is for something far more dangerous. To become the Elden Lord, you only need 2-3 runes, but yet he seeks all. When you become Elden Lord, it's expected of you to work with the Golden Order, to mend the shattering. But I don't think Sir Gideon wants to do that. I'm not sure, but... well, as I said, we may not know of his true intentions, but we know that his intentions are not pure. You should have never worked with him in the first place. The glee that I saw from him the moment after you left the Roundtable Hold, after you told him of Mikaela's condition, after being taken by Morg, it was terrifying. Terrifying. I've never seen him that elated, that excited. I truly think he has plans. Not to become Elden Lord, but to become something else. You need to stop him. And if you can't stop him, please, Tarnished, take me with you. I am a traveling merchant, after all. I know where to find some rare goods, and I know my people. I can help you. Some way or another, let me accompany you. We don't need to be seen traveling together, but I have my ways. Whether you are traveling to Lyurnia or moving forward to the capital of Laendil, I have my ways for you to find me in those areas. When Nefeli was here, I could hide with her. And while I may have had to do some unspeakable things, she was my strength. She was the one person I can count on to help me when things under Gideon's control become too much to handle. I do not have my safety net anymore, Tarnished. And I wish I could give you something more to prove that I am useful to you, but I'm afraid I can't. But I know things. After all, how would Sir Gideon know what he knows now without his people running about the lands between, telling him what we know? If you take me into your service, Tarnished, I promise you that you will be properly equipped. Not just with the right sword and shield and staff and dagger and bow and arrow and any weapon that you can think of, but I will also make sure that you are properly equipped with the right information so that you can move on towards your march to become Elden Lord. Because the faster you become Elden Lord, the better it is for the lands between. I don't know what Sir Gideon plans now that he knows where Mikaela's body exists, but I know that we should not give him the time to ruminate, to think, to plan, to execute what he wants, or we will be doomed. We need to find Nefeli. We need to know if she's safe or not, and then we help you become Elden Lord. It is the fastest way, the best way that I can think of. The merchants. I know I know they can help us. Not the only reason I worked under Sir Gideon is because I was in search of the Great Caravan too. But I think I was just fooled. Told lies the same way that he lied to Nephilim. The merchant Kali, you've met him, right? I don't know where he is now, but should you choose to deny my services, at least tell him that I think of him quite often, and that I hope he finds the Great Caravan. I just thought that my way was better than his, and now I know that I'm wrong. I don't wish to find the Great Caravan anymore. I just want this to stop. I just want Sir Gideon to crumble, to fail in his quest of further ruining the lands between. Tell me, do you seek to find the other demigods? You found Mikila and Moog. Are you out to find Melania too? I can help you. Although, I'm hesitant too. Melania, she might be the missing piece to Sir Gideon's plans, and I fear that if you find her, he will know. And then he will come for her too. But again, what matters is that I aid you in becoming Elden Lord. Please, think carefully about this, Tarnished. I implore you, do not remain constant under Sir Gideon. Remain constant to become Elden Lord. It is the only way that we can stop this barbarian from bringing further damage to the lands between. And if you accept my services, I pledge you everything that I can give to make sure that you reach your objectives. I will do so quietly, subtly, in a way that will not ring the alarms. He will not know that I am helping you. He will not know that I have abandoned him, his services. I look forward to the day when he realizes I have foiled his plans. Finally, Great Tarnished, heed my words, please. I will go now. You will find me next. And I will supply you with everything you will need for your journey ahead. I'll speak to you soon, Tarnished.